You are looking for me not because you saw signs, but because you ate the loaves and were filled. Jesus calling them out for their impure intentions, or for their incomplete intentions, maybe. Motivated by their passions, by their emotions, by the sensationalism of what had just happened, and not really because they understood the magnificence of the multiplication and the implications for eternal life. They were motivated, they were enslaved to their passions. And so we see in this passage, in the responsorial psalm, in the collect, the opening prayer, the constant theme of the scriptures, where we are presented with the two ways, where Moses in Deuteronomy clearly says one way is the way of life and the other way is the way of death. We prayed in the collect that we put away the old life, a former way of life, that we begin to live a life like Christ. Because of the Paschal mysteries, we have been conformed to Him. And through our baptism, we've entered into Christ. And so we should be living His life. Or maybe better yet, His life should be lived in and through us. So the responsorial psalm, Psalm 119, the long psalm, all about the law, the decrees, the ways, the commands of the Lord. Remove from me the way of falsehood, and favor me with your law. The way of truth I have chosen. I have set your ordinances before me. Again, how clearly we see the two ways. So as we continue to hear this week the Bread of Life discourse, we can examine our consciences. We can review our motivations. Why do I do what I do? Have I truly met Jesus Christ and encountered Him in His way of life? Do I truly desire to rid myself of everything of this world and the way of life that this world presents to me, dominated by passions and my senses, and what's easy and comfortable and convenient? Is that what motivates me? Or do I desire to live in, with, and through Jesus Christ? And whatever that may entail, I'm ready and willing to do so. And I follow Jesus not just because of the blessings and the good things that He has given me, but because He's God. And that's what I'm made for. That's what I'm created for. As I continue to follow Him, I purge myself, or I allow myself to be purged more and more of the things of this world, the ways of this world. And I desire to live a life in complete conformity with Jesus Christ and His will for my life. We will slowly read through John chapter 6 this week, that central doctrine of the Most Blessed Sacrament, the Bread of Life. That's not a magic pill, but it's the entry into this new way of life. But as we continue to hear that beautiful discourse, we pray for a greater faith in the Holy Eucharist. And we pray that faith will be revealed in the choices, the decisions I make each day. That I resist the urge to be dominated by my passions. But I truly choose to live following the way of God as I put away the falsehoods, because the way of truth I have chosen to live.